It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader as we take a look at this weekend's arts and cultural offerings. Rich, a big story this weekend, Garth Brooks is in town.
Well, yeah, you could definitely call this, I think, the music event of the year. And it's been a really big music week in Kentucky. You know, we had Paul McCartney over in Louisville on Tuesday night, and the same night that Boz Scaggs and Leo Kottke were playing in Lexington on opposite sides of downtown. So really, you know, Garth's appearance here just caps what has overall been a really big week. But this is kind of the biggest. You know, every time that Garth Brooks has come to Rupp Arena after his first visit here, where he was an opener, if you can believe that, for the Judds in 1991, every subsequent concert has set records at Rupp Arena, and this is no different. He's going to play four shows, which is the most any music artist has ever performed at Rupp Arena. All of them still have tickets available, which is, you know, a good thing for fans who still want to, you know, at the last minute are deciding, oh yeah, I'll go out and catch that show. You know, you still have an opportunity to do it. But the real fun, you know, I guess depending on from what seat you're sitting in, you might define how fun this is. But aspect of these shows is that he's doing two concerts a night, Friday and Saturday night, a 6:30 show and then a 10:30 show. So Lexington city officials have really tried to turn this into just a big downtown party and are advising people to, you know, come into town early if you're going to the 10:30 show. And you can hear music at Heritage Hall or down at Cheapside or check out one of the local restaurants right in the Rupp Arena area, you know. Or if you go to the early show, you can still have plenty of time to go get dinner and go see some other music and stuff. So they're really trying to make a big event out of it. And we've got all the details on what's going on in the Weekender section today. But definitely Garth Brooks, always a huge deal when he comes here, and it's the first time in 16 years. So, be an especially huge deal this time around.
Is Trisha Yearwood still scheduled to open?
She is still scheduled to open as she did back in 1998, the last time they were here. So, you know, that's awfully convenient, you know, husband and wife touring together there.
Moving on, let's talk a little bit about Film Slang Saturday through Monday.
Film Slang has become a really interesting little event here, and it's growing each year. Film Slang was founded as part of the Boom Slang Music Festival, or to be a complement to the Boom Slang Music Festival, kind of like, you know, down at South by Southwest in Austin, you know, they now have a film component of it, and, you know, indie films get premiered there all the time and stuff like that. And so Boom Slang actually ended. They did not have it this year. The presenter, I think, just wasn't able to make it work anymore. And but Film Slang is soldiering on, which a real interesting aspect of that that Tom Sutherland, one of the directors of the festival, was mentioning, is he said, you know, the name they came up with was just totally tagging on Boom Slang. But in fact, Film Slang is an actual term in film to record, you know, refer to film speak. So it comes across as a great name for a film festival. And this year they're going to do three nights. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They didn't want to compete with Halloween and, you know, then Garth Brooks also. But so they're going to have a slate of short films, both from young filmmakers and regional filmmakers, and then three features each night. So it's going to be a you know, the biggest Film Slang so far, and they are really looking to, going forward, really growing this into Lexington's film festival and try to start to get into soliciting submissions in future years and things like that. So definitely an event that's on the rise here.
Finally, Renfrew Valley celebrating quite a milestone.
Kind of coincidental that the same weekend Garth Brooks is in town, you know, huge country music star, that Renfrew Valley is celebrating its 75th anniversary on Saturday with events down there during the day. And you know, Renfrew Valley, I'll tell you, if you ever go to a Kentucky Music Hall of Fame ceremony, it will really tell you the impact that Renfro Valley has had on music that has made in this region and that has come out of this region. You know, it's been a growing place for many artists. And then it's also a place where many artists come to perform. I mean, you know, you have big name acts going through here all the time. You know, a lot of them, their arena years have passed them, but still, you know, names like Oak Ridge Boys and Kenny Rogers and Travis Tritt is there this weekend. You know, so it's a real show place for people who love country music and want to hear it. And they've really made a mark over the years.
It's another fun weekend for the Bluegrass area. Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, thank you so much.
Thank you.